A word first about the second reading. Deacon Chris, Deacon Tom, Father Gregory, and I, in meeting with couples prior to their wedding ceremony, realize with them that couples frequently choose the scripture readings that are to be a part of the celebration. And I believe that all of us would be in agreement that two-thirds, three-quarters, perhaps even more than that, will gravitate toward this first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Initially, it may be because of a starry-eyed feeling. This is about love. And then, as they get more into it, they realize the challenge that is posed by that second reading. Love endures everything. Endures staying power. The key to marriages of 40 and 50 and 60 years, because love endures. But then we go to the gospel. It's a question about the identity of Jesus. He has already said today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. And now people are raising the question, well, who is this Jesus? Isn't he Joseph's son? Isn't he the carpenter? Haven't we known him all our lives? He's a hometown boy from Nazareth. Don't we know him? Don't we know him? That question lingers even today. The realization on our part is that Jesus is the Word of God, the Word spoken creatively by the Father, with the Father, as the world took form and shape. The Word spoken healingly in the ministry of Jesus. The Word spoken in forgiveness to so many people then and now. What a beautiful way to celebrate this year of mercy. The Word spoken. And now too, my dear people, we need to realize that sometimes that Word of God is spoken to us even when it's a word of chiding, a word of bringing us up short, a word of loving correction. And that word comes from many quarters. I met a four-year-old at the doorway and said, I'm going to talk about four-year-olds, because sometimes that word can come from a four-year-old who is not jaded, who is not compromised by the world and the world's issues. The word of truth can be spoken in so many different ways. So the challenge for us today is to recognize indeed where that word comes from, who is speaking it, and to what extent it is the word of God, and to take that word to heart and to live that word.